This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. It is Thursday, my daily proof of life. It is Thursday, the 10th of June. Actually, the birthday of my wonderful son. He turned 17 years old today. Remington Reagan Root. Happy birthday, Remington. I got to tell a very quick story, and then I'll get to all the big news. But literally, the day that he was birthed was literally... Reagan's funeral was going on. I don't remember. It was the day of the funeral. The funeral was the next day, and the motorcade was that day. I think the motorcade was that day where Reagan's body was being brought to the Simi Valley location of the Reagan Library, and thousands of people lined the streets of California to say goodbye to the Gipper. And at that moment, my son was born, and I decided to name him Remington Reagan Root. And then all of a sudden, the doctor comes in. After he's born, the doctor comes to the hospital room. And not knowing any of this, not knowing that I named my son after Ronald Reagan, not knowing what his middle name is, so we had no idea, not knowing the Reagan motorcade was going on in the middle of the birth, the doctor comes in and says, "You got a born politician, Wayne." And I said, "Why is that?" He said, "He literally had his hand sticking out, trying to shake my hand as he came out." And I thought that was the funniest thing. You know, it was almost like the spirit of Reagan went right into my son, Remington Reagan Root. Happy 17th birthday. What a handsome kid. And I'm 5'9". He's 6 feet tall, 17 years old, handsome as could be, and has the whole world in front of him, and has a great future. So congratulations, kid. You're smart. You're handsome. You're special. And you're my son. I love you. Let's talk about the craziness of the world we live in. L.A. County Sheriff, I'll just rush through a few of the big stories out there, and then we'll talk about them in depth as the show goes on. First of all, a big thank you to Lee Elsie for hosting hour number one, as he always does on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Great job, brother. Thank you, Lee. Lee is in WJJF in New London, Connecticut, our Connecticut affiliate. He's a great guy and a great host. And a wonderful, wonderful guy. I already get happy birthdays coming in for Remington for the people who watch the show. L.A. County Sheriff Villanueva rips city leadership insanity over the homeless crisis. I mean, they're insane. Los Angeles is insane. I used to live there. Matter of fact, my great friend Patar just texted in happy birthday to Remington. He's listening to the show. My videographer for the last 30 years. Everywhere I've been, everything I've done, he's the man who holds the camera in his hand and, you know, literally films me and directs me and makes sure I look good in every single video. Thank you, Patar. And we both lived in Los Angeles for many, many years. We were both employees of Financial News Network, now known as CNBC. I was the lead anchor man. He was the lead videographer, and he traveled with me to 28 NFL training camps. And he's like my brother, Patar. And we were in L.A., and we live in Vegas now. We wouldn't go near L.A. L.A.'s a cesspool. L.A.'s a crap hole. L.A.'s the kind of place that people are running away from to come to America, right? L.A. reminds me of all the crap holes in Central America. It's now filled with homeless people and drug needles and poop and pee on the ground. And Santa Monica, one of the nicest cities in the world with the most incredible climate in the world and the most incredible, beautiful ocean and cliffs overlooking the ocean. And it's a mess. It's nothing but homeless people everywhere you look. Disaster. We know over the last few days, Hunter Biden, texts have come to light of him using the N-word again and again and again. Yes, the N-word to describe black people, the disgusting foul word to describe black people, the racist word to describe black people. While his father rants day and night about racism in America and how he's trying to stop it, his son is using that racist word, and the NCAA is mum on Hunter Biden's use of the N-word, meaning if a... And you found it from 20 or 30 years ago.
the NAACP would call you a racist and say you must resign in disgrace now, and they'd haunt you and hunt you until you're out of office. But when a Democrat says the N-word multiple times, nothing. Crickets. Other big news stories. Ilhan Omar scrambles to clean up her latest political mess. She tried to clarify her remarks today, where she compared the United States and Israel to Hamas terrorists after being called out by a dozen Jewish House Democrats. So a few Jewish Democrats, I'd like to say they're waking up. They're not waking up. They've just seen the polls. That might be my commentary tomorrow. They're not waking up. They've just seen the polls. They know America is, you know, just despises these people who hate Jews and hate Israel and support Palestinians. And a code word, you know what Palestinian really means? A bunch of people throwing rocks and slingshots and missiles, firing missiles at innocent women and children. Terrorists. That's what it is. The Democrat Party supports terrorism. And it's not playing well with the American public. And so Ilhan Omar is in big trouble. Denounced by her own House Democrat leadership for comparing America and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban. That's your Democrat Party. And then another Wayne Root, I told you so. I have a lot of these lately. My God, there's never been anyone who was more right about COVID and the pandemic and the response to the pandemic. Why did he, to this day, there's people who drive around in cars with masks on. To this day, there's people walking outside with masks on. Matter of fact, you know, 1 out of 100 does that in Las Vegas. But in Los Angeles, but you still see it. But in Los Angeles, almost everybody walks around with masks outdoors. These people are morons. These people are sheep. These are the dumbest people in the world. And much more apt to get COVID than I ever will, even though I've never worn a mask outside in my life. In my life. And I never will in my life. Morons. But you never needed a mask, you never needed a lockdown, and you don't need a vaccine if you've got hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Z-Pak. Dr. Zelenko, the hero, the man who could have saved 500,000 out of 600,000 dead in America, if you just listen to him, and at the earliest sign of COVID, given out hydroxychloroquine, but he'll tell you that it has to be with zinc. But here, the latest study is out using hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak, azithromycin, the antibiotic, otherwise known as Z-Pak. And the study doesn't even mention zinc. He says that you have to have zinc. Zinc makes it 1,000 times more effective. And yet, without zinc, hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak improve the survival, get this, of ventilated COVID-19 patients by nearly 200%. And I've seen study after study in the last month that shows it improved survival by 100% and by 84% and now 200%. And who told you about hydroxychloroquine first? President Donald J. Trump. And who's been talking about it from literally that day? Day on, Wayne Allen Root, telling you that Trump was right and hydroxychloroquine is the answer. Hydroxychloroquine, I've given it to so many of my fans, told them this secret formula, and they've used it, and they went from being sick to being well in a day. No one needs to go to a hospital. No one needs to die. No one needs to be in a coma. No one needs to be ventilated. No one needs to be scared hiding in their home. No one needs to close their business. Hydroxychloroquine is the answer. And I wrote about this so long ago. I'm going to look in the break. During the break, I'm going to look it up. I've got all my old articles. But it must be from 2020, sometime last year. I would have written an article about hydroxychloroquine being the answer. And I'm going to try and find that during the break and read it to you because I got it exactly right. And if people had listened, there'd be hundreds of thousands of people alive today instead of dead. And yet, the real story is who tried to destroy and slander and badmouth hydroxychloroquine and deny it worked. It was Dr. Fauci. It was all the doctors at the CDC. It was all the scientists at the CDC and the WHO. And it was Democrat politicians who from the first moment said if Trump brought it up, it cannot be any good. And the result of that is so many people died. So many people died. And they never had to die. It never made sense to me. I argued from day one, that if you take hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak, you're going to make a full recovery and you have nothing to fear. Other big news stories, England's lockdown could continue despite deaths being below the five-year average. Isn't that just perfect? Less people are dying now than died way before COVID. And yet you've locked down a country. Can you imagine the insanity? And again, all you need is hydroxychloroquine. It's the cheapest drug in the world. A dose of it is like $20 for like 7 days worth. $20. And there's no side effects. Every doctor that's been on my show says no side effects. It's the safest drug ever. It's as safe as Motrin, or safer, they say. Other big news stories. What have I been saying? Again, I told you so on this show, that we have massive inflation upon us and a massive wave that's coming that's going to make that look low. Core consumer prices soar. Surge at the fastest rate since 1992. Let's do a little quick math off the top of my head. 1992 to 2002 to 2012 to 2022. So basically 30 years, 29 years. It's been 29 years since we had inflation like this. And I'm telling you, it's going to grow much, much bigger. I always tell you to buy gold, buy silver, and buy precious metals. And I'm telling you, I'm going to turn out to be right. Other stories that prove the insanity of America. Guatemala's president says Biden's unclear messaging on illegal immigration has fueled the border surge. We'll tell you about that when we get back. What a surprise. The president of Guatemala is telling us what we already knew, that all of this nightmare on the border, this national nightmare, this massive crisis of a lifetime that threatens to ruin the United States, destroy us forever, is all because of Biden and the stupid message of the Democrat Party. And then, of course, you got the yoga instructor who says white supremacy has destroyed yoga. This is the madness of liberals in America. Dumb snowflakes. White people have destroyed yoga. And a medical journal, the Journal of American Psychoanalytic Association, describes whiteness as a parasitic pathology that has no cure. They all hate white people. When we get back, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm white.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allyn Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up. At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
That's a call, right? Just one sec. Bowles Builders, this is Bowles. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. I found the column, and I'll read it to you later in the show. I can't seem to access it right now. I don't know where it disappeared to. So, wait a minute. It was right on the front of my desktop, and the next minute it was gone. But it was a message to President Trump that he needs to do an executive order. This was in the middle of 2020. Needs to do an executive order to allow anyone and everyone to get a prescription for hydroxychloroquine because the study showed it works. And this must have been like May of 2020. I got to go find it again to find the date. But it must have been May of 2020 or so. I already knew at that point that hydroxychloroquine was the miracle drug. And the average person did not know that. And the average person needed to know that to save their lives. Or their mother's life, father's life, grandma's life, grandpa's life, etc., etc. Their boss's life. Well, maybe not. Let's not go that far. But someone in their life that they love. To save that life, they needed hydroxychloroquine. They needed the knowledge that it works. And no one ever did that. And President Trump never did an executive order. For some reason, I think it was Fauci, talked him out of, you know, his love of hydroxychloroquine. He was the first one, President Trump, who touted it. And then it became like a joke in America, a joke on Saturday Night Live. And it worked the whole time. I knew it because everyone I spoke to had saved people's lives. Every doctor, and even like Joey Gilbert, the lawyer from Reno, was on my show talking about saving his parents' life with hydroxychloroquine. So I knew how incredible it worked. And I was just amazed that they had managed, the mainstream media had managed, and the Democrat Party, to badmouth it and slander it so bad that nobody wanted to believe. And I was willing to stand up and step out and make myself look foolish. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, and yet I knew when they didn't. And I'll read you that column.
by the last segment of this hour, or the first segment of the last hour of the 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock West Coast hour. I've got it. I had it. I just don't know where it went on my desktop. The sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, is my book, Trump Rules, which is a fabulous book, which you know, if you follow these rules, you'll change your life. And it's very rare you could follow some rules that change your life for $20. And you go to Amazon, and this book is $20, Trump Rules. It's nothing to do with politics. It's my take on what made Donald Trump the most successful guy that he is, one of the most successful in world history at everything he's ever done. And even if you have Trump derangement syndrome and you hate him, as a politician or hate his political views, what's that got to do with the fact that, you know, he was a superstar in so many different fields, real estate and you know, his name on buildings, branding, and the television business, Celebrity Apprentice, and the book business, Art of the Deal, and you name it, his own airline for a while, his own wine for a while, and even the ones that failed, he came back bigger and better than ever before. He went from being $4 billion in debt to being somewhere between $5 and $10 million as his net worth. So, you know, from -4 to +5, let's say, on a small scale, that's a $9 billion turnaround. Very few people in history have ever done something like that. So give the guy credit. He's an amazing guy. And, of course, I guess I left out the important one. Whether you like him or not, he became president of the United States and leader of the free world and commander of the military. Trump Rules is my book. Find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, and other places like that. Some other news stories that I think are important. MAGA Republicans have a strategy to audit 10 states after the Maricopa audits. That's good news. 10 states. Taxpayers are fleeing blue states, and they're taking $26.8 billion in gross income to red states. And I mentioned this the other day, that Nevada had just picked up from California alone. I think it's $2.2 or $2.3 billion in annual revenues. Not annual income, but annual revenues. In other words, the people that left California and moved to Nevada in 1 year bring $2.2 billion to the state of Nevada, and of course California loses that money. So, you know, it can't go on for long before they feel the pain. You know the reason California doesn't feel the pain? Number one, they were in severe trouble because of all the COVID lockdowns. And then, of course, Biden was was elected, but a better word to put it was Biden was installed through a stolen election, a rigged and stolen election. And once that happened, Biden decided to hand all the money in the world over to all the states. And, of course, the most money went to the blue states. So all the states that handled the pandemic the worst and closed down and cost everyone their business, those states got the most money. More money than they were even, you know, if they were down like $50 billion, they gave them $75 billion. So they were never going to be able to make up that $50 billion, but they gave them $50 billion plus $25 billion. They're all rich now. They know what to do with all their money. They're in, you know, they're in the red. Or in the black, excuse me, in the black. Doing fantastic. So it's just scary. Fact is that all the money's leaving the blue states and going to Republican red states.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators have announced they have a tentative deal on an infrastructure bill. The 10-senator group are briefing other members of the chamber on the deal that is a nearly $1 trillion spending bill with $579 billion in new spending. It's unclear how this proposal will be paid for, a point of contention between President Biden and a group of GOP senators he was previously negotiating with. The president is pushing for tax hikes to pay for any infrastructure package, while Republicans have wanted to use unspent money from the COVID relief bill. And a federal judge has ruled that Major League Baseball's All-Star Game will remain in Denver. U.S. District Judge Valerie Caproni dismissing a suit from the Job Creators Network that was attempting to bring the game back to its original home in Atlanta. MLB had moved the game after the passage in Georgia of an election reform bill that was criticized by Democrats as a move to reduce voting rights for minority groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built. The War Raw Podcast is sponsor of this segment of the show. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast. Because we have a Monday podcast, Tuesday podcast, Wednesday podcast, Thursday podcast, Friday podcast. But then I've got the special one on weekends. My weekly podcast comes out Friday afternoons. And it is my Casey Kasem imitation, because Casey did America's Top 40. I do the top 10 stories of the week for conservatives that you just can't miss, that are the most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. Where do you find it? It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. Do we have our guest ready, Chris? All right. All right. So let me while we're waiting for our guest, and we got a great one for you, but while we're waiting to connect with her, I wanted to mention I found the story I was looking for. It was from July 14th, 2020. So it was a year ago, last July 14th, when the rest of the world was so scared of COVID, I wrote a column that said, Mr. President, we can save the economy and stop COVID-19 with this executive order. And it was all about the fact that I believed that President Trump needed to make sure everyone in America had access to hydroxychloroquine. And had a doc, you know, if a doctor wants to prescribe it, a pharmacy has to give it out. And instead, pharmacies were refusing to fill doctors' prescriptions for hydroxychloroquine. And I knew, because my constant guest was Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who I think is an American hero, and Vladimir Zelenko was telling the whole world that he had treated, you know, about 3,200 people in his practice who had COVID, and he gave all of them hydroxychloroquine, plus zinc, plus Z-Pak, and basically every single one of them but two made a full, easy recovery. Two of them were very old, one of them was very sick with cancer, and he lost two out of 3,200, and he was trying to tell people, this is, you know, it's not normal that everyone winds up in the hospital and so many people wind up dead when all you have to do is take this hydroxychloroquine thing. But he felt it had to be taken with zinc. Well, doctors wouldn't allow you to be prescribed hydroxychloroquine. Let's see you say that five times fast. Easy for you to say, right? But not me. Hydroxychloroquine. And the problem was, here in Nevada, Governor Steve Sisolak issued an executive order that you could not be prescribed hydroxychloroquine until you were in a hospital in an ICU setting. And Dr. Zelenko said, then it's too late. You're dead. You know, it doesn't work when you're already on death's doorbed. It works perfectly in the first few days you have COVID, preferably within the first couple of days, but certainly within the first 5 days you get COVID, you take hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak, and he said it was just a miraculous recovery for most people. And so I put that message out to President Trump. Sadly, he did not listen. He listened to many of mine over 4 years, but sadly he did not listen to that one, and I just wish he had, because Dr. Zelenko says at least 500,000 out of 600,000 who died could have been prevented if they just used the Zelenko protocol with hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Z-Pak. And sadly, today, or sadly but wonderfully, the new study's out today that shows a 200% lower death rate if you give hydroxychloroquine to extremely sick patients on a ventilator. Now, keep in mind, Dr. Zelenko says you can't wait that long. You do not want to wait for that. You want to, you know, medicate someone with hydroxychloroquine and zinc way before you get to the ventilator stage, and then you'll never get to the ventilator stage. But I guess he didn't realize that it works good even at the ventilator stage. And good is an understatement, because 200% lower death rate. So who was right in that situation? Chris, are I continuing with my commentary? Or we? All right. So the commentary is, Mr. President,
This was in July of last year. Mr. President, this is the most important column I've ever written. We have a successful treatment for COVID. Now we need an executive order from you to put it into play. More on that in a minute. Let me first mention a few reasons we don't need to panic. COVID-19 is not the end of the world or America. First, why was the liberal media playing up deaths for months, putting daily death counts on the front page of newspapers? Yet now that the death count has dropped dramatically, they're using cases as the new metric. Are they trying to create hysteria? Do they want the economy shut down? Second, why isn't anyone comparing Sweden with Michigan? Sweden's a country of 10 million that never closed their economy, not for one day, not for one minute. Everyone went about their business and lived their lives, and they have 5,545 dead. Michigan is a state of 9.9 million, same size as Sweden. They locked down their citizens and closed all their businesses tighter than any state in America, and they have 6,075 dead, more than Sweden. It does nothing to lock down. This proves there's no need to ever shut down our economy or lock down the people. It doesn't work, period. End of story. It's a perfect apples-to-apples comparison. Sweden's the winner. Michigan's the loser. People will get sick with COVID no matter what we do, but when you close the economy, the cure is worse than the disease. Not just for the people who are broke, with their businesses closed and jobs gone and lives in shambles, but government has it even worse. Every state and city government in America is now hopelessly broke and desperate. That's the result of just one closure that lasted only 2 months. If we close again, we will destroy the U.S. economy forever. Third, here's the big one. I keep asking this question. This was from July of last year, and I'm still waiting for an answer. What is the difference between COVID-19 and the Hong Kong flu of 1968-69? By every measure, it appears to be a carbon copy. It's the same flu pandemic from the same place with the same results, over 100,000 Americans dead at a time when America was dramatically smaller. Nevertheless, we never closed the economy or sports events or concerts or Vegas casinos or Broadway or schools or anything. We let Woodstock go on in the summer of 69 with over 400,000 young people having sex with strangers playing on top of one another in the mud and the rain. I didn't even mention, by the way, they all did dropped LSD and smoked pot and got drunk. It didn't ruin America. The media said nothing about it. There was no panic or hysteria. There were no lockdowns or shutdowns. It was the flu, and life went on. So what's the big difference today? Other than Donald J. Trump as president. Other than a mentally insane, vicious left with Trump derangement syndrome. We have Liz? All right, let me grab her while we got her. Liz Wheeler, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Wayne, I'm good. Thanks so much for having me today. How are you?
It's been a while. Usually you're the one who has me on your show, so it's great to return the
favor. I know. I'm nervous because now you're going to get revenge for all the tough questions I asked you.
Nah, you and I have a love fest. We always do good together. All good.
I think exactly.
We're on the exact same wavelength on every issue, trust me. Were you able to just hear the commentary I was reading from July of last year?
Just very little of it. Give me a very short recap, and I'm sure I'll catch right up.
Short recap was just I said to Mr. President at the time, Donald Trump, who I had as my guest just 2 weeks ago on the show, by the way, but in July of last year, I put out a commentary, Mr. President, we could save the economy and stop COVID-19 with this executive order. And what I said was, hydroxychloroquine is the miracle drug that stops COVID. We don't need lockdowns. We don't need masks. We don't need social distancing. We don't need vaccines. We just need hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak, and the results are miraculous, and Democrats have lied about it, and they're killing people every day with that lie. It's mass murder. And sure enough, here it is a year later, and the newest study's out today, and there's been three of them in the last week, by the way. One said 84% lower death rate from using hydroxychloroquine. Another one said 100% lower death rate, and the latest one is patients on a ventilator, 200% lower death rate if you give them hydroxychloroquine. So why are we so worried about lockdowns, masks, and vaccines when we already had the perfect silver bullet or magic bullet or whatever you want to call it that is great against COVID-19, but Democrats wouldn't let us use it?
Well, I think two words that you said are pretty key in that summary. The two words are Democrats lied, right? I mean, this whole pandemic has been an exercise of Democrats lying from the very beginning. They told us that, you know, it wasn't from a lab. They told us that it didn't leak. It wasn't manipulated. There was no gain of function. They told us lockdowns would work. They told us just 2 weeks to slow the spread. We're not going to mandate that you have to do anything. This is volunteer, they said. You know, they told us lockdowns were going to stop us from having a second wave. They told us that you're going to be killing people and that everybody's at risk, basically, not just vulnerable populations. The entire the entire Democratic narrative, and when I say Democratic narrative, I'm obviously lumping in Fauci and Burks and public health officials who are masquerading as being neutral.
And China.
They haven't been telling the truth. No, of course they haven't. They have not been telling the truth from the beginning, and we now have empirical evidence. Those of us who studied the science and the facts from the very beginning knew that they weren't following the science from the beginning, but now we have unequivocal proof that they knew. I mean, Fauci knew, for example, look at his emails. You know, he knew that the virus particles were small enough that they filtered through masks, and yet he publicly stated that people should not only wear masks, but you should double mask, you should still
triple
be
mask.
Distanced from people, even while masks, even after vaxxed, even like all this crazy, crazy anti-science stuff that either shows him to be an absolute mental paranoid or to be a controlling Democrat politician, a bureaucratic politician, and I think you and I both know which one of those he is.
Yes, and between China and between Fauci and between the CDC and between the WHO, it seems to me there was one overriding theme. They all wanted to cause chaos so Trump would not be reelected. I think it's very clear.
Yeah, of course.
Very clear. Very sad. So listen, the reason we had you on is to discuss your Newsweek op-ed, and of course we had trouble getting you on. So can you wait through the break and we'll take you in the next segment to talk about your Newsweek op-ed? Do I have you for another few minutes?
Of course, I'd be happy to.
Okay, great. So hang in there. Liz Wheeler, you know her from the Liz Wheeler Show on OAN, One America News, one of the boldest voices in the conservative movement. And she is fantastic. She's host of the new video, actually, video podcast, the Liz Wheeler Show. So coming up next, her op-ed to win, conservatives must admit we're losing. We'll be right back with Liz Wheeler. I'm Wayne Allyn, the warrior, the root, the root's on fire. See you in a sec.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year-to-date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed-income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost at a immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you... Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network, flagship station here in Las Vegas, 790 AM, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country, courtesy of USA. Liz Wheeler is our guest, the host of the new video podcast, The Liz Wheeler Show, former host on OAN, One American News, one of the boldest voices in the conservative movement. And I've been on her show many times, and I happen to think she's very talented and very brilliant, and I'm thrilled to have her on my show. Liz, welcome back to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Wayne, you flatter me. You're gonna make my ego just explode here.
So your recent Newsweek op-ed, "To Win, Conservatives Must Admit We're Losing." Tell everybody what you mean by that. Why are we losing?
Yeah, definitely. And I don't mean to be a pessimist by saying that, because I'm not a pessimist, actually, about the future of our country. But what I want to focus on, and what I want conservatives to focus on, what I think we need to focus on, is the culture wars. And what I mean by that is, you know, the old adage that politics is downstream of culture, the reason it's an old adage is because it's true. If we surrender cultural fights, then by the time we even get to the political arena, we're going to come in losing. We don't have a home court advantage. We're going to have lost the culture, which means pop culture, which means public opinion, right? So for the last 50, 60, 70 years, unfortunately, conservatives have played defense on a lot of cultural issues. I'm talking about traditional marriage. I'm talking about the family. I'm talking about the public school system, the university system. We have defended, to use a sports analogy, defended the 1-yard line as slowly the radical left, inch by inch, has pushed us close to the point of no return. And we have to admit that that strategy isn't working, because, I mean, you can look in Hollywood, for example, you can look at the Billboard charts, and you can see Cardi B's song WAP up there at the top. And if you look at that and tell me that conservatives have won the culture war, then, well, I'm going to call BS, because that's obviously not true. So we need to acknowledge that our strategy hasn't worked, and then we just need to course correct. It's fine if it didn't work this far. You know, not here to point fingers and blame. I'm just here to say, let's course correct, let's readjust, and let's start playing offense so that we can restore and reclaim these institutions, because it's these cultural institutions that underpin our moral society. Without them, we can't exist as, you know, the beacon of freedom and liberty and justice for all that we are.
Well, I think one of the ways that I would agree with you in that battle is that I constantly see and constantly talk about Republicans thinking that they, you know, when Democrats get elected, an Obama, a Biden, an AOC, you name the Democrat, Nancy Pelosi, they don't move to the middle. They govern once they're elected just for the left. What did Obama ever do for me? Nothing.
Right.
What did Biden ever do for me? Nothing. But whenever Republicans get elected, the only exception to that is Trump, whenever Republicans are elected, they immediately think, oh, we got to appease everyone. I'm elected for all the people. I'm not just the Republican governor, the Republican senator, a Republican secretary of state. I was elected by the people. And so they moved to the center. And, you know, here in Nevada, we have the worst rhinos you've ever seen, Liz. Senators, governors, secretary of state, every one of them bends over backwards and gives the Democrats everything they want. And then when re-election comes up, they lose to the Democrat. And I keep saying, how stupid are you? Trump is, unabashed conservative right wing, and he won the election,
yeah.
And I think he won his second election too, to be honest with you. I think
he was unafraid to fight, and there's a perfect example of this. There's a perfect example of this too, because remember when Trump threatened to veto the defense bill because it didn't have Section 230 repealed provisions in it? And what happened? The Senate Republicans said no. The Senate Republicans voted to override that veto. President Trump was ready to fight. It was Senate Republicans who said, oh, no, we have to acquiesce. We don't want to get into this battle with the radical left. We'll just keep playing defense on big tech censorship by complaining about it and whining about it and commiserating amongst ourselves, pretending we're victims. Yet they had an opportunity to play offense and to hold the left's feet to the fire and to make this happen, to repeal those Section 230 provisions that allow big tech to act as editors, to act as publishers instead of platforms. And if they didn't have that protection, of course, they wouldn't be able to censor us the way that they do.
Correct.
And they didn't play offense on that. They played defense and they lost.
And just an example of that, I was banned for life by Twitter in January
really?
This year for mentioning. I didn't even say that the election was stolen. I just said, for those of you who don't believe the election is stolen, just take a look at this videotape from 3:30 in the morning in Detroit at the center where they count the votes. Here's a van pulling up, city clerk of Detroit's name on the outside, and watch them take boxes of ballots inside at 3:30 in the morning. What do you think was happening there? And they banned me for that. Can you imagine how where is this country gone? There's no free speech. There's censorship. There's banning. And there's only one side banning, of course. Can you imagine if you and me, Liz, tried to ban a Democrat from talking on Twitter or Facebook? Can you imagine the result of that?
I mean, it's terrible. And like I said, I've experienced my fair share of social media censorship as well. Facebook demonetizes my page off and on. They've restricted my reach. And they admit, they sent me notice that they did that. YouTube has yanked down videos. Instagram slaps me with those fake fact checks. And by the way, all the fact checks that they use as justification for either pulling my content off or restricting my reach are always not true. It's either a matter
right.
of opinion. It's not,
right.
it's not an established fact, or the facts simply aren't what they say. Like, I didn't make the claim that they claimed that I made that
right.
would make it false. But yeah, it's unbelievable, and Republicans had a chance to fix it, and they let it go.
Liz, we've all been there. Facebook suspended me for misleading medical information. What did I say? Lockdowns don't work. Who turned out to be right? I did. It's just so disgusting. Liz Wheeler, we got to run radio. When the music comes on, it's time for news and updates and all that other nice stuff. Liz Wheeler is the host of the new video podcast, The Liz Wheeler Show, former TV host at OAN, and one of the boldest voices in the conservative movement, and a friend of war, friend of Wayne Allyn. Liz, I hope we'll have you back on a regular basis. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
God bless. Wayne Allyn, great to be with you today. We got one more hour to go around the country. And, of course, in Vegas, two more hours because we're on from 3 to 7 in Las Vegas on KBET 790 AM, my flagship station in Vegas. But on USA Radio, one more hour to go. Wayne Allyn, the warrior.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Plans.